Jean has seen it. It's been there above those waves for a year and a half now. It's a natural miracle for the way it rose up out of the sea, burning and sending skyward a fountain of dry ash from the mouth of the inlet. But the island is nothing personal until the morning she is reading the sun and drinking tea, and Fletcher, her roommate, tosses an essay on top of the paper, blotting out its field of words with his. Look, he says. The pages are warm and smell like toner, freshly poured forth from Fletcher's printer. He sits down and stares at her. She realizes he is waiting for her to read it right now. The essay is a solid block of geological jargon, and after two paragraphs, she stops and skims. When even her skimming mires, she looks at him and asks, "Why are you showing me this?" "I want to go there," Fletcher says. "Where?" "There." Jean looks at the essay. They've turned it into a protected zone, a national site for research, she points out. Nobody can go there but scientists. Indian land, he says. Brand new land, brand new colonization. Fletcher makes a gesture toward the kitchen window. He says it's worth some kind of intervention, occupation. Throw a monkey wrench in the data collection. Get in on the anti-colonial ground floor, like. She looks back at the essay. Hyaloclastite breccia, opaque petrology, co-ignimbrite plumes. The language sits there and stares back. The language of dirt. 100 fancy words for dirt. Flaming dirt rising up out of the dirt, spewing a mist of dirt all over the settled dirt. It is impossible for her not to think of the Bible. Impossible for her not to think of clay. Impossible for her not to think of a few huffs of breath and how that's us. Impossible for her not to think of how colonized her thinking is, ground floor to glass ceiling.